Of precipitation today. It's still foggy. There's still a mist at times. There are no delays or cancellations in the school department today. After a midnight reading of 36, it is 32 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, where the update at 6 is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. New York Governor Kathy Hochul said this has gone too far after drone reports caused slow airport traffic at Stewart Airport north of New York City Friday. New Jersey officials say they need more federal authority to deal with the drone sightings, but federal authorities are saying something else, says ABC's Raina Roy.
The FBI also getting involved here, saying less than 100 of 5,000 tips required further investigation. Federal officials reaffirming there is no obvious threat or criminal activity, but also admitting there are drones flying over New Jersey that cannot be identified, and calling the public response a slight overreaction.
President Biden spoke with South Korea's acting president, that country in a political crisis after voting to oust the president over his decision to declare martial law. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. has been in touch with the rebel group that ousted Syria's leader, even though the U.S. has designated that group a terror organization. This is ABC News. Fort Eisenhower in Georgia was locked down Saturday after one person was shot and killed in what authorities in the base called an isolated incident. They say the shooting had occurred at housing on the base. A judge in Las Vegas sentenced a Texas man to a minimum of 100 years in prison for a Thanksgiving shooting rampage in 2020 that left a Nevada man dead and ended with a shootout with authorities in Arizona. 32-year-old Christopher McConnell pleaded guilty in October to over 20 felonies. Dozens of children got to fly to meet Santa Claus Saturday. A United Airlines flight took off from Denver, flew for 45 minutes, and the passengers went to a North Pole decorated hangar where they were presented with gifts by Santa. United's Joanna McGrath says each child faced challenges.
The kids, it gives them a day where they are away from some of the challenges they face in their day-to-day life. So bringing a little magic and some gifts to their holiday season.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hi, this is Dwayne from Whitaker's Market in Hillsboro. Whether you are a home cook, a bargain hunter, or just appreciate the family-owned vibe, this would be a great day to shop at Whitaker's. We brought in 6 shipments of new product this week, and our shelves are loaded in every department. My personal favorite new item this week is Oscar Mayer Carving Board Turkey for $1.65 a package. That's less than half price if you care to price check. But that's just the sort of deals you find every day at Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
An update on sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the farm tire service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Jordan Love threw 2 touchdown passes to Romeo Doubs, and the Green Bay Packers ended Seattle's 4-game winning streak with a 30-13 victory over the Seahawks, who lost quarterback Geno Smith to a knee injury during the game. Josh Jacobs ran for 94 yards and a touchdown for the Packers, who have won a total of 8 of 10. Jacobs finished with 136 yards from scrimmage, and Brandon McManus kicked 3 field goals for the Packers. Elsewhere, it was Baltimore 35-14 over the Giants, Cincinnati 37, Tennessee 27, Dallas beat Carolina 30-14, Houston 20, Miami 12, Kansas City 21-7 over Cleveland, the Jets 32, Jacksonville 25. Washington got the win against New Orleans 20-19. Arizona 30, New England 17. Buffalo beat Detroit 48-42. Denver 31, Indianapolis 13. Philadelphia got the win against Pittsburgh 27-13. And Tampa Bay over the Chargers 40-17. From the NBA, Indiana 119, New Orleans 104, Boston 112, Washington 98, New York 100, Orlando 91, Minnesota 106, San Antonio 90. 92. Phoenix, 116. Portland, 109. Dallas over Golden State, 143-133. And the Lakers got the win against Memphis, 116-110. The Bucks are playing in the NBA Cup title game tomorrow night in Las Vegas. And the University of Wisconsin volleyball team season ended Sunday in the Elite Eight. For the third time this season, the number 7 and second seeded Badgers were swept by number 3 and top seed Nebraska. That's an update on sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when clinicians consistently follow these guidelines. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get with the Guidelines Stroke Quality Program. It's just another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve healthcare for you and your family.
Today, a high of 40 degrees with some patchy mist along the way. For tonight, variable clouds and breezy, a low of 26. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a bit cooler, 34. Maybe an inch of snow tomorrow night. Peaks of sun and breezy Wednesday and 29. Thursday, 28 with 1 to 3 inches of snow possible. This morning, no delays or cancellations, though it is a little foggy and could be a few slippery spots as well once again this morning. After a midnight reading of 36, it is 32 at WRCO Studios on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Good Monday morning!
There's snow on the ground, and out in California, the sunshine's falling down, and maybe down in Memphis, Graceland's all in lights, and in Atlanta, Georgia, there's peace on earth tonight. Christmas in Dixie, it's snowing in the pines. Merry Christmas from Dixie to everyone tonight. Windy in Chicago, the kids are out of school, there's magic in Motown, the city's on the move, in Jackson, Mississippi, to Charlotte, Carolina, the nation. It's a peaceful Christmas time. Christmas in Dixie, it's snowing in the pines.
God bless y'all.
We love you.
Happy New Year.
Good night.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas tonight.
A holiday memory from Alabama on WRCO. Good morning, friends. It's time for us to get together again on a Monday, December 16th. Filney with you today. We hope it was a good weekend for you. Pretty good for me. I didn't get in too many arguments or fights, so that's good. The Bears play tonight against the Vikings, right? So we'll see how that goes. It could be, I don't know. The Bears have been competitive in almost every game, except their last game. They weren't very competitive, but normally against the Vikings, it should be. Hey, the Packers had a nice win last night as well. One of those first, I guess, where they got out and just kind of took care of business, got an early start, and then held on. Mike Clemens, who's a big sports guy and joins us from time to time on the air, was questioning last week whether the Packers have had that signature win as they did last year, and a win where it was like, okay, like one of the Detroit games would have been a signature win had they been able to win that. But maybe last night's game was a signature win. I know Seattle's quarterback went out with an injury, but they had the game in hand by that time. So I don't know. It was a quality win anyway, that's for sure. Here is Holly Dunn. Thank you very much. Tana, there, Tim McGraw, WRCO Radio. Today, on a Monday, drive carefully on your way out and about and your way through. Currently, it is 32 degrees.
The smart away to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop! Swiffer Power Mop!
Hello from the Creative Outlet, where we carry clothing brands that you love to wear, selling at resale prices.
This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and this is your friendly Christmas reminder that we are here for you. We currently have the largest Christmas selection we've ever had. Don't let Amanda's fancy-dancy window display fool you. We have price points for every shopper. Does she like big bling, but you already spent your budget? Maybe lab diamonds are for you. Thinking about asking her the big question? Maybe she would like a rose gold engagement ring. Are her ears a little less sparklier than her personality? Some diamond studs will make her smile. J.G. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, the finest jeweler with even finer smiles.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby invite you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby invites you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available. The Simons Recreation Complex wishes you health and happiness this holiday season and throughout the new year. The greatest gifts we can give to our friends and family is the gift of health and fitness. Simons has membership specials for you and gift certificates in any amount for that stocking stuffer or Secret Santa gift. Find out more at Simons Recreation Complex in Richland Center.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
News coming up here at 6:30 today, 6:21 the time. There are no delays or cancellations this morning. Now, had this been Saturday morning, there may have been. It was kind of treacherous with some frozen roads, and that was the case for most of the day and into the evening on Saturday night. And even coming home from here on Saturday night late after spinning, sweating to the oldies on those were the days, it was a little on the treacherous side. And I thought, I made it home no issues there on Saturday night. But when I got into the garage, June had set a bag of garbage just outside the door into the garage, kind of in my pathway, kind of hint, put that in the in the garbage container outside. So, all right, so grabbed the garbage bag, stepped outside the garage, whoop, did the splits. So, yeah, just about got in the house without any perils, but didn't quite make it.
Saying Christmas is near. They ring out to tell the world that this is the season of fills my heart. I'm at peace with the world as the sound of their singing fills the air. Oh, why can't every day be like Christmas? Why can't that feeling go on endlessly? For if every day could be just like Christmas, what a wonderful world this would be. Just like Christmas, what a wonderful world
Lori White on WRCO, and that's my baby. Drive carefully on your way out and about. Your way through today, we're at 32 degrees. A little bit of slipperiness in some locations today, especially some side roads. So be aware. You got to know the drill. It's been like that for the last two or three days. Kind of a gloomy and doomy start. But we'll get through it. Maybe a little bit later on today, it'll only be mostly cloudy and things will lighten up a little bit. We'll warm to 40 degrees.
Looking to buy a home but worried about a big down payment? An FHA loan might be the perfect solution for you. FHA loans are backed by the Federal Housing Administration and designed to help first-time home buyers or anyone with limited savings or less than perfect credit. With flexible requirements and a lower down payment, an FHA loan could make your dream of owning a home a reality. Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 608-738-8765 to see if you qualify. Our experienced team is here to guide you every step of the way. The Schultz Mortgage Team, making home ownership happen.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This holiday season, the Richland Locker invites everyone to come home. Inside, you'll find the finest selection of hams, savory snacks, hearty sausages, and a wide array of favorite beverages. In-store specials are waiting to make every celebration unforgettable. Step into their holiday section, where tradition meets taste, and create memories that last a lifetime. Richland Locker, bringing the flavors of the season to Richland Center and beyond.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time today is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs, your full-service sign agency. Well, today's high, 40 degrees, expected later on today after some areas of fog this morning. Patchy mist will still be around for a time yet today. It is an on-time morning in southwest Wisconsin. We're at 32 degrees.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO News. Enbridge Energy is cleaning up after an extended oil leak in Jefferson County. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports 70,000 gallons of oil leaked from a pipeline connection between Superior, Wisconsin, and a refinery in Indiana. That leak was discovered in November, but a federal incident report states that the leak was likely happening for an extended period. Enbridge tells the paper the cleanup is still underway. A fight over the fate of an Enbridge pipeline near the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Reservation is still ongoing. A special commencement over the weekend at UW-Milwaukee as County Executive David Crowley both graduated and gave the commencement address. Speaking on WISN's Up Front, Crowley says it was vital to him to complete his degree. He says it felt like a glass ceiling was hanging over him because he didn't have that diploma. Crowley originally failed out of the UW system while a staffer in state government, but his second time around, he says, he dedicated himself to completing the degree and connecting with his fellow students in the process. A legislative study committee on Sandhill Cranes has made its recommendation. Following a fifth and final meeting last week, the panel of lawmakers, ag and conservation groups last week advanced a draft bill that would authorize Sandhill Crane hunt and fund compensation to farmers for crop losses. State Senator Romaine Quinn of Cameron said he thinks that representatives, then that's going to be the best opportunity for any movement to address address the issue. But State Senator Mark Spritzer of Beloit says he doesn't see a bill that includes hunting the cranes passing. The panel voted against a standalone crop damage support bill and did not vote at all on a bill for a standalone hunt. The combined bill will go to the legislature's budget committee for consideration. The Wisconsin DNR says you need to stay alert of rapidly changing ice conditions commonly found in the early and later parts of the winter. The DNR also wants snowmobilers to slow down, carry a first aid kit, dress appropriately, stay on marked trails, and never travel alone. According to state law, anyone at least 12 years old and born after January 1, 1985 must have a valid safety education certificate to operate a snowmobile. Visit the DNR's ice safety webpage for more information on staying safe on the ice and refer to the Wisconsin Snowmobile Regulations for laws for operational restrictions, safety tips, and more. The Wisconsin State Patrol is looking for new recruits. Lieutenant Nate Henriksen says they encourage people from all backgrounds and walks of life to apply. Henriksen says, like other agencies across the state and country, the State Patrol is not immune to staffing challenges. The application period ends January 19th for the State Patrol's 71st and 72nd recruit classes. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to take up a new religious rights case over whether a Catholic charitable organization must pay Wisconsin's employment tax. The justices on Friday said they will review a divided state Supreme Court ruling that refused to grant an exemption to the Catholic Charities Bureau based in Superior, Wisconsin. The state court ruled that the work of Catholic Charities and four related organizations is primarily not religious, although it found that the motivation to help older, disabled, and low-income people stems from Catholic teachings. The case will probably be argued in the spring. The state Supreme Court in recent years has issued an unbroken string of decisions siding with churches and religious plaintiffs in disputes with states. A record number of holiday travelers are projected for Wisconsin this year.
According to AAA, nearly 2.4 million Wisconsinites will travel 50 miles or more from home between December 21st and New Year's Day, breaking the previous all-time high set last year by over 76,000. Nearly 90% of those travelers will drive to their destinations. Nationally, AAA forecasts that 107 million people will take a holiday road trip of 50 miles plus, just missing the all-time mark set in 2019. They also expect air travel to set a new record this holiday season. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
There are Red Cross blood drives going on in the area today from 9 until 2 at the Baraboo Fire and EMS Station, and also today from 1 until 6 at the Fire Department in Laval. Appointments are preferred by visiting redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Enjoy the sounds of the season with the Richland Center High School Choirs tonight. They will be performing starting at 7:30 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Admission will be $5 for that Sounds of the Season concert put on by the Richland Center High School Choirs this evening.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 40 after some areas of fog this morning. Mostly cloudy, patchy mist possible. Southwest to west winds at 10 to 18. Tonight, variable clouds and breezy with a low of 26. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and a bit cooler, a high of 34. And Wednesday, peaks of sun and breezy conditions with a high near 30. Thursday is when they're talking about 1 to 3 inches of snow possible, likely in the afternoon and evening. And Friday, decreasing clouds, breezy and cool, with a high of 25. in Richland Center. Yesterday, we tapped out at 36 degrees. We did pick up 2/100ths of an inch of rain. This morning, a trace of rain. We've been as warm as 36 and as low as the current reading, which is 32 degrees. We've not heard from any schools in the area. School departments letting us know of any changes, so it looks like everybody is hoping to run on time. Just be careful out there. There could be a few slippery stretches, and that fog is hanging around here in southwest Wisconsin on a Monday morning.
The holidays are here, and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is ready to help you make your home merry and bright this season and into the new year. Looking for the perfect gift? How about the gift of comfort with one of our top quality mattresses? Or shop in our in-store clearance values and save big on furniture for every room. Not sure what to get? We've got gift certificates for everyone on your list. Start the new year off right with comfort and savings from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Visit us on South Church Street in Richland Center today.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from all of us down here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel.
Today's sports update is sponsored by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at the schedule for tonight, and it was a win that was a nice one for the Packers, improving their record to 10-4 last night.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
I'm Phil Ney with sports. Tonight's area basketball schedule for boys: Portage at Adams Friendship, DeSoto at Cooley Christian, New Glarus at Cuba City, and Lancaster at Boscobel. For girls basketball, Benton at River Ridge, Adams Friendship at Berlin, Barneville at Lancaster, and Viroqua at River Valley. We'll have that game tonight on FM 100.9 at WRCO.com. Over the weekend for River Valley, the River Valley girls wrestling team finished 23rd at Wisconsin Dells. Montana Joels placed 6th individually. Also, the River Valley varsity boys placing 4th at the Wanakee Invite on Saturday. Wyatt Knockreiner won the 165-pound championship. And the River Valley gymnastics team finished 5th at the West Salem Invitational. Anya Sefrud tied for first place on the floor exercise. Over the weekend, a few teams did not compete in their projected tournaments that they were to be in. And among those, the Richland Center team did not advance or did not compete, I should say, on Saturday. And Riverdale did not make the trip to Whitewater. There was a tournament at La Crosse Logan High School. St. Croix Central scored the win team-wise. The Ithaca Western Wrestling team finished 8th out of 15 teams. Boys basketball scores from Saturday, they included a win for McFarland over Sauk Prairie, 54-52. The Brookwood at Kickapoo boys and girls basketball games postponed Saturday. And in girls basketball, Cuba City, 72-39 over Galena. The Packers scored early, then used a lockdown defense to secure a 30-13 win at Seattle Sunday night. Green Bay scored 14 points in the first quarter, led 20-3 at the half, and the Seahawks never got closer than 10 points. Jordan Love threw two scoring passes to Romeo Doubs. One catch was made inches above the turf and right on the back line of the end zone to clinch the victory. Packers defenders sacked the quarterback 7 times and intercepted 2 passes. It was important to get started early, and quarterback Jordan Love says that was what they focused on this week.
Definitely something that we've focused on all week, we've talked about all week, is it started fast. You know, something that the week before we didn't do a good enough job on. So it was definitely something that we focused on, and I think we did a great job of coming out fast, putting up some touchdowns early, and defense doing a great job getting the ball back for us.
Green Bay brings a 10-4 record into the next game next Monday night against the New Orleans Saints. Elsewhere yesterday, in other games from the NFL, it was Baltimore 35-14 over the Giants, Cincinnati 37, Tennessee 27, Dallas beat Carolina 30-14, Houston 20, Miami 12, Kansas City 21-7 over Cleveland, the Jets beat Jacksonville 32-25, Washington 20, New Orleans 19, Arizona 30, New England 17, Buffalo outscored Detroit 48-42, Denver 31, Indianapolis 13, Philadelphia 27, Pittsburgh 13, and Tampa Bay was a winner against the Chargers 40-17. There are two Monday night games tonight. The Bears play at Minnesota, and Atlanta is at Las Vegas. The Bucks have made it to the NBA Cup Finals for the first time after beating Atlanta Saturday. Milwaukee takes on the Oklahoma City Thunder Tuesday in Las Vegas. Giannis Antetokounmpo was one assist away from a triple-double in a 110-102 decision over the Hawks. He had 32 points, 14 rebounds, and 9 assists. The Bucks have won 10 in their last 12 outings. Wisconsin built a 14-point lead at halftime and held it for an 83-74 win at Butler Saturday. That ended a three-game losing streak for the Badgers. Forward Nolan Winter scored 20 points, and center Stephen Crawl chipped in a total of 18. The game was part of the Indy Classic. Wisconsin was nearly error-free, committing 3 turnovers and nailing 25 of 27 free throws. The Badgers' next game is Sunday at the Kohl Center against Detroit Mercy. And the University of Wisconsin volleyball team season ended Sunday in the Elite Eight. For the third time this season, the number 7 and 2nd seeded Badgers were swept by number 3 and top seed Nebraska. The Badgers went to the Final Four last year, losing to Texas in the semifinals. The Longhorns won the national title by sweeping the Cornhuskers. Wisconsin won the title in 2021. On the other half of the bracket, unrated Marquette was eliminated Friday, 3-1. By second-ranked Penn State. It was the third time in Marquette history that they got to the Sweet 16. All 4 top seeds, number 1 rated Pitt, number 4 Louisville, Penn State, and Nebraska, are in the Final Four. They also happen to be the top 4 ranked teams heading into the tournament. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee. fella can sing. John Barry on WRCO FM 100.9. 32 degrees at 12 minutes before 7. There are no delays or cancellations this morning. Someone asked me yesterday what I thought about today in terms of trying to think in the minds of the school officials, and I was kind of leaning toward maybe some delays today, but not to be. Things have improved a little bit. Certainly better than Saturday morning or yesterday morning, that's for sure. Although we're still under a dense fog advisory until 9 o'clock today. Here's Brett Young. Make sure you drive carefully and dance carefully, too. You're going to be dancing.
When you need a hand, when you need a shoulder, when you need your space or for me to pull you closer, I can be your sunshine on rainy days. I can wipe your tears away. Just pick out a song I can hold you to. Go on, let down your hair, baby, kick off your shoes. They say life's a dance, and if that's the truth, I only wanna dance with you. When the days are easy, when the nights get long, I can be your strength when you ain't feeling strong. Close your eyes and don't forget to breathe and just follow my lead. Then we can pick out a song I can hold you to. Go on, let down your hair, baby, kick off your shoes. They say life's a dance, and if that's the truth, I only wanna dance. Hold you to, go on, let down your hair, baby, kick off your shoes. They say life's a dance, and if that's the truth, I only wanna dance. I only wanna dance. I only wanna dance with you. Only wanna dance.
We will be giving you another word that you can text in during Civic Media's grown-up gift list, which is into its second week this week. So we'll give you that word shortly after 7 this morning. You just have to stay tuned.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. So you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
4 free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Hi, this is Dwayne from Whitaker's Market in Hillsboro. Whether you are a home cook, a bargain hunter, or just appreciate the family-owned vibe, this would be a great day to shop at Whitaker's. We brought in 6 shipments of new product this week, and our shelves are loaded in every department. My personal favorite new item this week is Oscar Mayer Carving Board Turkey for $1.65 a package. That's less than half price if you care to price check. But that's just the sort of deals you find every day at Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
7 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Hammer down, but not too hard today. Be careful.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm East Pound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run. Them ears on, he's hot on your trail. He ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him. You gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound up, watch your bandit run.
Oh, yes. The morning get-together today at WRCO. Old Hank's collecting jokes right now as we speak. And, well, of course, Monday Night Football tonight. The Bears and the Vikings among the two games that are being played. So maybe an early contribution to the Love Bank playing June's favorite singer this morning as her favorite football team prepares to play.
Tall in the saddle, we spend Christmas Day driving the cattle over snow-covered plains. All of the good gifts given today, ours is the sky and the wide open rain. Back in the cities they have different ways, football and eggnog and Christmas parades. I'll take my saddle, I'll take the reins. It's Christmas, the cowboys, the wide open plains. A campfire for warmth has to stop for the night. Stars overhead, the Christmas tree lights. The wind sings a hymn as we bow down to pray. It's Christmas, the cowboys, the wide open plain. Tall in the saddle, we spend Christmas Day driving the cattle over snow-covered plains. All of the good gifts given today, ours is the sky and the wide open range. It's Christmas for cowboys, wide open.
Christmas treasures on WRCO Radio are a gift to you and your family from the WCCU Credit Union and Joan Chevrolet.
Every family has its special traditions, from hanging stockings to singing those Christmas carols. These are the treasures we pass down year after year. This Christmas, keep those traditions alive and make new memories to cherish.
The Jones family sincerely thanks you for your business. It's the wish of everyone here at Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts that each and every one of you has a wonderful holiday season with family and friends. Jones Chevrolet and Napa are committed to quality, service, and savings to Southwest Wisconsin now and in the new year. We look forward to seeing you soon. Merry Christmas from Jones Chevrolet and Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center and Boscobel.
Christmas is more than a day. It's a feeling that lingers in every act of kindness, every word of love, every hug exchanged. Even after the decorations come down, the spirit of Christmas stays. Keep it with you, always.
Get into the holiday spirit with WCCU Credit Union as we celebrate the season of giving. Shop your local businesses, donate to area food pantries, and support organizations who collect toys to bring joy to many. Also, join WCCU by wearing red on Fridays to remember everyone deployed and contribute to our care packages for local troops. From all of us at WCCU, best wishes for a safe and joyous holiday season.
Christmas treasures, celebrating the real reason for the season, are sponsored on WRCO Radio by Jones Chevrolet and the WCCU Credit Union.
WRCO FM and Richland Center, WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center. It is an on-time morning, no delays or cancellations from the schools, and it is 32 degrees. The update at 7.